Of God, today is Ghana Day, and as Ghanaians, American Ghanaians, Ghanaian Americans in diaspora, we are gathered this morning first and foremost to serve our God and again to exhibit, to display our culture that the Lord God Almighty has given us. Therefore, with one accord, lift up your flag as we shout hip, hip, hip three times. Hip, 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 hip. Hip, 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 hip. And for the last time, hip, 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 hip. Hallelujah. Turn to that your brother sitting beside you and your sister sitting beside you and tell the person, you look beautiful, you look handsome in your dress. You look beautiful, you look handsome in your dress. Yes. Hallelujah. I can see the Acosias. I can see the Delas. I can see the Dedes. I can see the Santuas. And not the Belinda and the Jonas and the Jonathan. No. I see you in Ghana as a Ghanaian. Hallelujah. Mwaya Fankasa. Nami Shrau. Amen. Yesterday evening, I was thinking through as to what I will put on for this awesome occasion. So I called my close relatives. I was asking them, hey, man, what for you come, mam, you? I've asked congregants to dress to kill. Now, where they made the idea, and I'm a chef. So I didn't know. Me, when I'm a chef, me, I'm about 30 minutes after discussing that with my family members. About 30 minutes. Me, te pa, 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 pa. It could be a puna, me, train me, come on. A church member, because the person has not asked me to disclose, I don't want to mention the name, but so mommy kwanya make boni dia tremo. And hey, ataria show me agbadagbadai o se papa ji any shoe na fabra Ghana day is wow. Arafo ya da urade asio. Amen. Nyami shra. Amen. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. Friends, about 5 minutes, I want to exhort you on the theme, unity in diversity. Unity in diversity. Friends, what is diversity. Diversity is the act or practice or the understanding of being unique in oneself, but of different background, be it race, ethnic, gender, or religion. What about unity? Unity is togetherness, oneness, joining or integration of entities. In fact, unity is not uniformity. I want to say it again. Unity is not uniformity. The fact that we are one, we are together, does not mean that if I raise this my hand, you too have to raise your hand. If I put on red, you have to put on red. So unity does not imply uniformity. And I want to believe you understand. So somebody may ask, what's the meaning of unity in diversity? It is about breaking down or glossing over the variety of differences, divisions, and barriers for togetherness, for oneness, in order to achieve a purpose. Unity in diversity is about breaking down barriers, differences, and also glossing over whatever division or barrier for togetherness and oneness to achieve a purpose. Friends, the Bible reading before us this morning was talking about two entities, two dispensations that existed, or that one existed and one is still existing. It has to do with our former times when we did not know Christ Jesus and we're doing all that we want or we wanted. And during that time, we're under the law, so to speak. And this law was full of legalism. It was legalistic. It was full of separation. That law brought about or brings about tribalistic and individualistic tendencies. Medium ye way, when su ye way, when su ye way, a sun way, and a sun way, emra, owe, san and pimp yet ye, because a chitre, way ye say, way ye say, way the onka way ho, way no moha, san emra, asem et ye. So according to the scripture that we read, the scripture teaches that we were under a certain guardian, a schoolmaster, that was not so friendly with us. But later, when we came to believe in Jesus, he gave us something we call faith. Everybody say faith. Say it again, faith. And this faith transforms us from this legalistic tendencies, individualistic tendencies, to togetherness, coming closer with one, sympathizing with one, standing in the stead of one, so that together we can achieve a purpose. Hallelujah. The death of our Lord and Savior Jesus, the Christ, has broken all barriers, has brought down to the ground, and even for burial, all differences and divisions. So that we read from the verse 25 through to 27 of Galatians 3, that if anybody believes in Christ Jesus, if the person even is rich, and somebody also is poor, as for God Almighty, he doesn't see that though. He sees us all equal under his binoculars, under his eyes. Onyami onyim Yamishrao pa amen. And to be a sikenio, obi o hienio, obi a fantinio, obi a santinio, obi a ibenio, and yen ne yamishe. Now according to the verse 27, God sees us as what? Children of God. It's a catch on as a mini away in Yameba. Sanka as a mini away in Yameba. Amen. It is a way in Yameba. And ya you been nibi away yet. And ya crobo nibi away yet. And our santi nibi away yet. Yes, so much janapa passa di enina. Namayan yina, yeah. We are all at the same page for God Almighty. Amen. Friends, therefore, as we've gathered this morning, I know that sometimes you look down on that fellow brother, you look down on that fellow sister. Even married couples, they look down on each other. Of course, say, me na me ye bema into a bank cash. Oba so for say, me na me juma ne sika ba mu pa. Na wo de no, wo sika ne ma papa, into won so on cash. Before God, ye ni o sika ni bia, ye ni o hia ni bia. Bema sem bia ni ho, ana oba sem bia ni ho. Ye nyina ya ye pe. Catch on your to say, minia, have you heard that? Hallelujah. So there is no need for discrimination. Rather, we are one. Some couples, married couples, let's sit down and think together, plan together for our kids, about our kids, for our future. Yeah, ni achiche chiche ni emenum, ufa dain, mesmefa wei, mesmefa wei. Eti che munu asati from the onset, from there. Yami huye mabo. Yami mwaye yo. What about yenyina atnase? It's where the zero, where cry the one, near the bomb wa yenyina atchanu kakra kra na yesa na yedin. Ya tiche mama, there is always tension in our various homes. Radi mwayempa. Amen. Friends, as Ghanaians, you should see your sister as a real sister in the Lord. Behe ganani meka ni twi no accompany for ho no akowodi nua ho say we oni ade ni bi monkoche no ni akoso ano nyame ma onyame hu ye mobo because onu de ofo say o ba bi jrenti ni nua no ehon chire no nyame fi ye bo ni nchaye nda amen me dia semu ibe wie ye. No matter any straight to my children and my youth. Why? JY? Children's service. Hallelujah. I want you as children of God to see this. That because there is no discrimination in God, and there is no need for you to look down upon people. Forge ahead and take your studies seriously. As Ghanaians, you, our hope is in you. We know that one day, the doctors in this country, the senators in this country, the congressmen in this country, the great accountants in this country will come from you. Because we trust you and we have faith in you. That you carry the banner of Ghana and soar higher and higher to the glory of God. Amen. So there is no time wasting. There's no time wasting for you to look down upon somebody or to discriminate. All that you have to forge ahead and hold your hands together and forge ahead. The Indians are doing it. The Chinese are doing it. Even the Nigerians, they are doing it by Ghana. No a woni ni anho, no a woni pi, no a woni pi, no a woni pi, no a brenase. Onyame fa nchaye. Unity in diversity. Ye nyina aye baako. Nyame hwrawo. Sa wotin asem na wudi so. Amen. Let's hold hands.
We are all holding somebody's hand. Sonia Binsa, Bensinia Presbyter. We are all evil. Oh, Sonisa, we are all. With your cord of love, bring us together. Let's drop down all barriers, divisions, so that as Ghanaians in this city will forge ahead and march forward and go for one purpose: to become great, for our children to be great in future. Thank you, our King. Thank you, our Lord. Bless this church in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.